Chapter 13. An Amazing Party. Late at night, a very drunk girl, Laura Brown, was brought to the police station. She was detained for drunk driving. She could barely stand on her own feet. David was terrified when he imagined how she was driving in such a state.
"Perhaps you're lucky that you were detained," he said to Laura, "because something much worse could have happened."
"It could not,"
she replied irritably. She was in a bad mood. Of course, Laura did not want to spend the whole night at the police station. The morning was coming soon, and she began to have a headache. Laura called her friend Kate and asked her to come and post bail for her. Kate agreed.
"And drop by a pharmacy on your way, please," Laura told her. "Have a terrible headache after these cocktails."
"Well, is everything all right?" David asked her when Laura hung up the phone.
"Yes, everything is okay," Laura said. "My friend will soon come with the bail, and I will go back home."
"Great to have such good friends," David said. "Not everyone is ready to get up and go to the police when he is awakened in the middle of the night."
"I did not wake her up. Why do you think so?" Laura was surprised. "We were both with her at that amazing party. Kate had just returned home, too, though she took a cab."
"At the amazing party," David said thoughtfully. He became concerned about that fact, although he did not understand why. Yet soon he found that his alertness was not vain. In a quarter of an hour, Kate arrived at the police station. She was drunk to the same extent as her friend Laura, but she did not come by taxi. She was brought in a police car. Laura watched in amazement when the policeman led Kate through the hall and then placed her in another cell.
"Your friend took a full package of medicine from the pharmacy, but she forgot to pay for it," the policeman explained to her. "And here she is now."
"Well, you asked to drop by the pharmacy?" Kate said, barely able to stand.
"Oh, no," Laura said sadly. "So we have to sit here until morning. And I also have this horrible headache."
"Try to call someone else for the bail," David advised them.
"But pick someone who has not been with you at that awesome party."